Here's another poem for my series called Parable and Paradox on the Sayings of Jesus. This time I'm reflecting on the short saying in Mark chapter 7 when Jesus heals a deaf and dumb man and says to him, "Be opened." Mark even gives it in Aramaic. Ephphatha. It seemed to be such an important saying. It's a striking story, particularly the way Jesus takes the man aside, the way he puts his fingers to his ears, the way he spits and touches his tongue. But it seemed to me those words, "be opened," have a special resonance now as we see a church so often closed against others and fearful. And the nations too, and we see the razor wires going up around Europe. It seemed to me we need to hear those words be opened again. And so I wrote this sonnet. Be opened. Oh, if only we might be. Speak to a heart that's closed in on itself. Be opened, and the truth will set you free. Speak to a world imprisoned in its wealth. Be opened, learn to learn from poverty. Speak to a church that closes and excludes and makes rejection its own litany. Be opened, opened to the multitudes for whom I died, but whom you have dismissed. Be opened, opened, opened. How you sigh, and still we do not hear you. We have missed both cry and crisis. We make no reply. Take us aside, for we are deaf and dumb. Spit on us, Lord, and touch each tongue-tied tongue.